Hans, thank you so much for inviting me to share some of my practices in entrepreneurship this past year. What an amazing opportunity to be able to access this learning from a global community. So thank you so much. I'm here to answer a few questions around my last year. First question was, what am I most proud of? I've been giving that a lot of thought. I think the thing that I'm most proud of is the culture at our organization right now. Innovation and entrepreneurship is more than a team name. It's more than a program. It's more like a mindset and a set of shared language and priorities right now within our organization. So when we have a problem to solve, when we have a business challenge that we want to resource, it really is the way that we resource it. It becomes the framework through which we solve the problem and so on and so forth. So I think that's one thing I'm really proud of is the shift and the evolution in the culture of our organization. Secondly, I'm most proud of my team. It's not easy to push through, to bring new insights into an organization when there's so many other competing priorities and interests. So proud of my team for persevering, for being courageous, for being agile, for trying new things. I think the people on the team are so important in order to drive this culture. What challenge have I overcome in 2019? We had a merger, which was significant. We were very worried that the merger was going to impact the degree to which we could preserve our culture of innovation and entrepreneurship. I'm happy to say that a year in, our culture is still vibrant and strong as a result of a lot of work on behalf of both organizations to preserve the best of both worlds, to really make sure that the culture that we've established as an organization stays strong and we have the ability to share with the larger organization and larger enterprise some of the things that really truly make us unique and different. How did our team do things differently and why do I think that was important? When we started out a few years ago, we weren't sure what recipe was going to be right for our organization around driving innovation and entrepreneurship. So I think the thing that really helped us was we took three areas of focus. Number one, consulting. We decided to consult with anyone in the organization that had a business challenge, a business problem. And through that consulting, we built partnerships, we built alliances, built a shared language, and really helped to build capacity and credibility in the organization as to what was possible through innovation and entrepreneurship. Second, we really focused in on capacity and skill building. So we brought people into some of our sessions, some of our design sprints. We told stories across the organization. We shone a light on people in the organization that were doing things in a different way. So we really focused in on skill building, capacity building, and shining a light on people doing it well. And then third, we really focused in on the broad culture. So PitchFest, Living Labs, a number of things that we did to try and show that, you know, innovation and entrepreneurship was at the core of how our organization made decisions and what we believed was going to help make us successful in the future. I think overall, we tried not to tie ourselves to one particular approach or model. We tried to stay flexible and, you know, really think about for every situation, how can we add value here? What do we have? What resources, relationships, and capability do we have that can add value to this particular situation? What do I see as the most important trend for innovation in general for 2020 and beyond? I think staying agile and nimble and continuing to revisit our practices is going to be important. So not being tied to a particular framework, not being tied to a particular model, but constantly looking to, you know, refresh, reinvent, revisit, and think about what's important so that we don't get insular and we don't get too inflexible around our frameworks and approaches that we have. My message to you is you're not alone. What you're doing is very important. And though it's hard, it's important to keep pushing forward. I think with all of our global issues that we have, climate change, conflict, innovation and entrepreneurship remains a mindset, a curiosity, an openness that's really going to help us overall. Please don't hesitate to reach out for anything. I would welcome a connection, an opportunity to share with you some of the things that we're doing and to learn from you some of the things that your organization is doing as well. I think the more we support each other, the more impact we can have collectively. Thank you so much and have a great day.